My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin and his scammer Belinda discuss their new life together. And is Ishmael and Belinda one and the same? Listen and enjoy.
Time. I need you to be alone. I was going to ask while Ishmael was there, but it really needs to be an honest conversation between the two of us. Besides, I like looking at your glistening breasts, which I did.
Did you say that?
Yes, I did.
I like looking at your glistening breasts.
What the hell? They're in love. Can't say that.
And I put a little devil smiley face.
There you go.
Or as Joe calls it, my normal face.
Yes.
She laughs and smiles. She goes, okay, I get you. I go, there are some things a couple should talk about. She goes, yeah, that's true. I go, aren't there things you wish to discuss with me? She goes, there are, but I wanted you to go through the divorce. I go, ask me before the divorce. She goes, here on Facebook? I go, if you wish. She goes, would you ask me yours here? I go, I would not because I need to see your face. She goes, okay. I go, will you ask me here? She goes, I'm running out of airtime. If I don't write, then it's finished. I go, okay, so do you want to write to me or say goodbye? She goes, we'll ask you a couple here. I go, okay, doll, I'm all yours. Ask me whatever you want. Yes, I will sleep with you if you insist. She goes, would you like to come to Ghana if you were divorced?
Wow.
I go, if you are sincere, then I will come to Ghana for you. Is that where you wish us to live? She goes, sincere how? Anywhere you would want us to live. I go, maybe sincere was the wrong word. Never mind that. If we lived in Ghana, I do not know how I would support us. I don't think my talents translate well to the Ghanaian culture. Don't do well here either. What other questions do you have? You there? Guess you are gone. She goes, how many kids would you wish us to have?
Wow.
That is a really weird question for a male scammer to ask me.
Hell, we didn't even ask that. No, I didn't even ask that in my own marriage. We never discussed that.
I guess me and my scammers are closer, Joe.
I guess so.
Take a page from his book.
I go, well, we already have two. I had not really thought about it. Do you want more children? She goes, wouldn't you want us to have a child together? Hold on. Now, this just got, like, this goes back to the other thing. Like, maybe they do want me to marry this chick like we discussed last week and provide a better life. A kid locks you in anyway.
Yeah.
Even if you look at it from the scammery thing.
Right.
So this just got weird.
That's just to get you over there.
Oh, this just really got weird.
I'm still skeptical.
I could fly her here if you want money. If you just want the money,
yeah.
Joe.
Yeah, the flyer here, but she wants you there.
Yeah, but Joe, but you get more money. You get more money from me if I fly. If you're going to club me, you get more money if I pay $4,000 or $3,000 or $1,500, however much the thing costs to get you over here.
Yeah. Then,
but there's another reason they did the math. They did the math on before you did.
No, but they might be willing to marry out this chick.
Yeah, maybe.
They might.
Oh, my God.
She could certainly do worse.
Tom says she brought up Davin's glistening breasts, too.
Notice? She goes, wouldn't you want us to have a child together? I go, yes, that would be nice. She smiles. I go, what other questions do you have? Do you have love? And that was that. But she told me it was going to go out, and we weren't even talking about sex this time.
Yeah. No, she didn't just go, oh, I got you all hot and bothered. Bye.
February 22nd.
You'll have to listen through the bathroom window.
An old trick of mine.
what?
No, get them all hot and bothered and then bye. No, I'm kidding.
All right.
Tease.
Yeah, I know. Tom says, I wonder if Ishmael and Belinda are really a married couple and Ishmael is a cuckold.
That's funny.
You know, I'm glad you mentioned Trucker Tom in this whole scenario.
Oh.
Because I was emailing with Trucker Tom and we know he's double or nothing with me on these payments, whether I'd get Belinda on the video chat.
Yes.
And, you know, originally whoever lost, whether I lost, if I could not get Mavis or he lost, we were just going to video the thing and send it.
Yeah.
I would send it to him. I'd put it up there for everybody to see. Or he was going to send me his info like Godelay did.
Right.
Turns out Trucker Tom is going to see me and Joe on tour in November.
Yes.
The week after I see Morgane. So there will be another live payoff.
Yes. He said, as a matter of fact, he took umbrage to you being upset with him cutting out because he had to go work. Because he says, I got to work so I can pay to go see your show in November, stupid.
I don't need that type of hostility.
He's like a fourth mic, isn't he?
He is.
So, settle down, overgrown travelocity gnome.
That's funny.
Once in a while. February 22nd, next day.
Okay.
Belinda goes, hello, hon. I go, hi, Ishmael.
No, you didn't.
I most certainly did. Well,
good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you.
What? All right. Go ahead.
She goes, Ishmael? I go, aren't you Ishmael? She goes, no, this is Belinda. I go, oh, I just got used to talking to Ishmael.
It was for the lines.
Oh, wow.
She goes, yesterday? I go, every day.
No!
She goes, don't get you. I go, wouldn't it be hilarious if this whole time Agnes and Belinda was really Ishmael? She goes, wow, it will be. I go, if this was a scam, that is how it would play out. She goes, I guess so. I go, that would be so freaking funny.
humming.
A young Ghanaian boy outsmarting an American boy, they would make a Ghanaian movie about it.
Or at least host a website about
exactly.
it.
Exactly. She goes, an American man laughing so hard, I mistyped. She goes, LOL, yeah, it will. I go, think it could ever happen for real? She goes, what will happen for real? Scam? I go, what do you mean? She goes, what were you talking about? I go, yeah, do you think a Ghanaian boy could fool an American man into thinking he was talking to a girl for several months? Once in a while, I just like,
once in a while, you like to just out of nowhere shake everything up. Yeah. Nice, love. Cut them all here. You're like a drill sergeant. All right, which one of you are scamming me? General Bulldog McIvey's back again. Hello, sir.
Hello, General.
It's just like the way that some mafiosos gives you a kiss right before they put their gun to your head.
Oh, yeah.
I would think they totally did not see this coming.
No.
Do you like the play?
Yes.
Boy, that came out of nowhere.
I know. It's like, I love you. I want to marry you. How many children do you want, honey? Is this Ishmael?
But it's a good, I don't know where we're going with this yet, but it's kind of a good way to cut the nonsense with, all right, what's Ishmael's deal?
Yeah.
And why is he feeding you? What do you mean? All right. What do I mean? Why is Ishmael? I heard him talking.
Let's negotiate for the girl.
Yeah. How big
does my penis have to be to make this deal happen?
Right.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.